to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Salam, dear listeners, greetings and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. The time right now in our studio is 11:45 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and it's a pleasant day here at Prashanthalayam Ashram, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. Well, today is 3rd of September, and Prashanthalayam is in a festive mode, as this year happens to be the 90th birthday of Swami. And many groups from all over India are coming to Prashanthalayam as part of their Parthi Yatra, and the group which has come to Prashanthalayam this week is as part of Parthi Yatra is from Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. And last week we saw the celebration of Onam, the Kerala festival here at Prashanthalayam, and there was a 1 week long celebration in Sai Kulanth Hall. And this week that is coming Saturday, that is day after tomorrow, the 5th of September, we will be seeing the festival, the celebration of the festival, Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birth of Lord Krishna. Well, coming back to the segment, Service Love in Action, today as part of the segment, I'll be playing for you a conversation that I had recorded with a devotee of Bhagawan, Mr. Naveen Sharma. Mr. Naveen Sharma is an active member of the Sai organization, and he is very active in conducting medical camps in Gurgaon in India. And he is from Gurgaon, and today let's listen to his experience of being involved in medical camps in Gurgaon.
Sai Ram sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sai Ram Raghu, thank you so much.
Swami has often said in his divine discourses, Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, that is, service to man is service to God.
Correct.
In fact, he has not only said, but throughout his earthly sojourn, he has lived it, and he has started many service projects for the benefit of the mankind, that is the free super specialty hospitals,
right,
drinking water projects, the free educational institutions. So inspired by this, we have named this segment as Service Love in Action.
Very nice.
And in this segment, we talk about the various service projects initiated by Bhagawan, and also inspired by this, the various service activities taken up by Swami's devotees, wherever they are, in whatever capacity they can. So today I want you to speak about the service activities in which you are involved, sir. So you coordinate the follow-ups of medical cases in the medical camps being held on 1st and 3rd of every month in Gurgaon, right?
1st and 3rd Sundays.
First and 3rd Sundays.
Yeah.
Pardon, yeah.
Correct.
And you have written a beautiful article on one of the cases that you have seen in the medical camp.
Yes.
Where divine intervention is seen. The very nice story of Sukhdev.
Yes.
So let's begin with that story, sir.
Okay. If I start with, it was sometime in the month of May, when we were about to wind up one of our medical camps on a Sunday, when this Sukhdev, he's a 19-year-old boy, walked in with his mother. And then because doctors had left by then, but still we took the number of Sukhdev. And in the preceding week, we got in touch with him, took him to a physician. Sukhdev had a swollen neck. It was a very swollen neck, and he was in absolute pain. He suspect that he is having TB, for which he took medicine some year or ago, and then he stopped. But this pain has not gone. So this physician in turn suggested us that we should see a surgeon, because this requires a surgery. So when we went to the surgeon said, yes, he is having some lumps in his neck, which need to be removed surgically. And so we agreed upon, so the date was fixed, his operation done, and three lumps were removed from his neck. They were as big as the size of a table tennis ball. So, and his pain gone. So we thought that work done. He is not feeling any pain, so the lumps have been taken out. But the surgeons said that though he suspected it to be a resistant tuberculosis case, but still it is good that if he sends the sample for a biopsy.
Yes.
So it was sent for biopsy. But when the biopsy report came, it showed that it is not TB. It is Hodgkin lymphoma,
okay.
Which is a type of cancer.
Yes.
So then, again, we started praying to Bhagwan, so to lead us forward. And the surgeon said that you need to consult an oncologist. So in Gurgaon, we were there. So we went to an oncologist. The first condition oncologist put on us was that she requires two tests. First one was IHC, which is called immunohistochemistry, and then another, a whole body PET scan, to ascertain like what stage cancer it is. Only then the treatment can start. So for IHC, we checked up, it was costing around 12,000 rupees, because it was an 8-marker test. So every marker, they said, is going to cost 1,500 rupees, so 12,000 on IHC. So we went to Max Hospital in Gurgaon, and the lady at the reception, we narrated that this is how we have found the boy, this is how we do the camp. And believe me, the moment they listen to Satya Sai Seva organization, something triggers in them. And that girl at the reception, without taking any consent from anybody, she said, "Don't worry, sir, we are going to give you 50% discount on your total bill." So we gave the sample for IHC. So around 4 days it took for the IHC sample to come. And then the second requirement was a PET scan, a whole body PET scan. So we checked up in Delhi NCR. Anywhere it was costing between 27,000 to 35,000 rupees. So meanwhile somebody told us that at AIIMS it is going to cost 8,000 rupees in AIIMS Delhi. So we got ourselves registered there, thinking that it will be done in 8,000 rupees. But as we got registered, and later we came to know that there is a 4-month waiting time for a PET scan at AIIMS, because the number of patients were so big there.
Yes.
And we didn't know whether we would be in a position to wait for 4 months, because now we know that he is carrying cancer. And he says it has been more than a year or so where like he was taking treatment for. So we went to Fortis Hospital. There we met the nuclear medicine head, Dr. Ishita Sen, and narrated the whole story. Like how we have found the boy, the Satya Sai Seva organization, we organized medical camps, everything. In detail we told her. Same thing. The effect happened on her also. She said, "Don't worry, I am going to do the PET scan right here in this facility." It is one of the best hospitals in Gurgaon at the moment, Fortis Hospital. She was asking ourselves, like, "Okay, tell how much I should charge for this." So we said, "It is on you to tell." She said, "Is 15,000 okay?" So we said, we cannot say anything. It is all up to you. So she said, "Don't worry. You bring the boy tomorrow and I'll charge only 10,000 rupees.
Okay.
So we agreed upon. So 10,000 rupees, PET scan done in the best of the machines, and it revealed that Sukhdev is carrying stage 1 cancer. It is only in the neck region and has not traveled to the other parts of the body. Again, we went to the oncologist, and now the oncologist said it will require 4 chemotherapy cycles.
Okay.
That means 8 sittings, like 2 sittings make 1 cycle, that way. And again, the cost factor came, and the best cost we got was 15,000 rupees per chemotherapy cycle. So that worked to some 60,000 rupees. And then she said, because chemotherapy to this 19-year-old boy, so he will require very good diet supplement also. So you be ready for that extra cost on his diet, which we'll have to put. So we worked out everything, so it was coming around to some 90,000 rupees. And I was in my office, one of my Sevadal member called me up, because we were in the process of looking for the best price we can get. So she said, "We have tried everywhere, so the cost of chemotherapy per cycle remains 15,000 rupees. And as I was talking on the phone, my landline phone, my laptop screen got blank for a while. It remained idle, so that screensaver of Swami's screensaver came on the screen. And as I put the phone down, I remember that was 17th of July. I was looking at the screen, conversing with Bhagwan. I said, "Now, from where to raise 90,000 rupees for this boy?" Immediately a thought flashed past my mind. You do Google search for good oncologist in Gurgaon.
Okay.
And I never ignore such thoughts, because I always take it while conversing that it is Bhagwan's instruction in some way or other. I immediately did. Same word I typed on my laptop, it was good oncologist in Gurgaon. whole listing on the Google. The first name was Dr. Savita Cancer Care Center with a mobile number. I called up that number. Then and there, it was afternoon of 17th of July. And the female voice on the other side, I said, "This is Dr. Savita." She said, "Yes." Then I said, "Will you please listen to me for 2 minutes? So she said, "Okay." And she was very kind in allowing me to speak for 2 minutes. And in 2 minutes, I narrated everything. Satya Sai Seva Organization, medical camps, Sukhdev, IHC, PET scan, everything I narrated. She said, "Don't worry, I am a doctor at LNJP in Delhi, which is Loknayak Jayaprakash Narayan Hospital. It's a government hospital in Delhi. And you bring him to us." And he said, "This 19th of July is a Friday, which is my OPD day. So you bring this boy to me." So then I again asked her, because a government hospital, so should we come very early in the morning to get ourselves registered in? Because it's a task to get yourself registered in a government hospital. She said, "Nothing doing. You come straight to my office, room number 124, gate number 3, LNJP hospital. You come straight to Dr. Savita." You ask for Dr. Savita. Then I asked her, "How much it is going to cost?" She said, "Don't worry about cost. You come." So 19th July, Friday, we went there in the morning at 9 as she suggested us. By 9:30, the registration work was done. And at 11:30, Sukhdev was getting his first chemotherapy. And in between, they told us that these 2 injections are not available, so please get them from outside market. We went to the outside medical shop, got those 2 injections, and at the end of the first chemo cycle, the cost on us was 1140 rupees.
Okay.
That was what we paid for those 2 injections.
Mm.
And that was how his first setting went through. Instead of 15,000, it was 1140. And then we came home, and as our practice is, we circulated this amongst our group, that this case has been started now, and we are looking for some expenditure the way we do it. And in between, somebody led us to a drug controller. Somebody from our group said that he knows a drug controller. So we were put him to the drug controller. He in turn put us to a drug distributor. And this drug distributor, when he came to know about our case and the boy from where we have found, he said, "I'm letting you know a chemist shop number. So you just go to that chemist shop." I've instructed him, as long as this chemotherapy process goes, you take all the injections which you require from this store. And we are not going to charge you anything.
Okay.
So this 12th November, all the 8 cycles of Sukhdev got over. And the cost of chemotherapy still remains 1140 rupees. And as I was walking to the studios today, I just came to know that doctor has suggested for another PET scan so that they can do a comparison. So again, we have gone to same Dr. Ishita Sen at Fortis. And we have told her that we again require a PET scan. And she was so happy that we have again come back to her. And she has given us a date for tomorrow. This is Saturday.
Okay.
And she has also told us on the phone that this time I'm not going to charge anything for this PET scan. So Sukhdev is going to have a final PET scan tomorrow. And that will be again free of cost. So this is how Bhagwan works. Like, he's all merciful.
Very nice. When I'm listening to this, the thought that comes to me is what Swami has often said, that what we need is good intention and the correct attitude to do service.
Very right.
Money will never be a problem.
Yes.
When we do the service.
Yes, see, 90,000 and 1140. 1140 is the total cost on chemotherapy till date for us.
So in this medical camp, you may be coming across many such incidents where you have seen divine interventions.
Oh,
can
yes.
you share a few more?
Oh, yes. One such case comes to my memory immediately. This was in the month of last year, November. In one of the camp, a boy came to us. He was 21 years of age. His name is Ravi. He's married. When he came to us, he was holding his left leg in his hand.
Okay.
So the doctors told us to open this wound of his, the bandage which he had put with all the clothes, and later he had put a bandage over his wound. When we opened up, his tibis is the strongest bone of the body, which joins the knee to the ankle.
Okay.
His tibis was broken from the center. And it had a deep wound, and pus was oozing out like anything from his wound. So we came to know that some 10 months back, he met with an accident. He was a construction laborer. He was coming back from some job late in the night when some car hit him. And the police wala, they took him to the civil hospital. There they operated upon him, put the rod inside, and then later after 6 months, they took the rod out. But when he came to us, it was in a bad shape, his left leg. So we did the bandage first. There the doctor said, in the camp said that it requires a very long follow-up. So very next day, I remember we took him to an orthopedic doctor. He saw it and he said that there are very less chances of this limb surviving because already his bones have died and the pus which was there for all these months has spoiled the bone. And now there is no way out other than amputation. That is all. And in fact, Ravi told that had it not been for this medical camp, he was already finalized for an amputation at a government hospital and he was about to go. When he came to know about our camp, he came to our camp. Otherwise, he would have gone to that government hospital for an amputation. So this orthopedic surgeon also suggested that there is a surgery possible, but it's going to cost around 1.75 lakhs. And he said, even if you manage this amount, but still I can tell you that the chances of limb surviving are 50-50%. So, but we kept praying to Bhagwan and kept pursuing, kept consulting more orthopedic surgeon. And during this period, the month of whole of December and January, every second day he used to call this boy Ravi. Meanwhile, we started supplementing him with the high protein diet and a fresh bandage we used to do every second day. And we also started giving vibronics to him. We have a few of our Sai devotees in Gurgaon who practice vibronics. And we also found this vibronics is helping him. Its pain has gone down. And at the same time, we were also looking for some good orthopedic doctors. I remember I came to Parthi on 28th of January this year. It was a Monday here. And I got a phone call from one of our Sai boy from Delhi who is into health ministry. And so we are following up with him so that he, if he has some source in being in Ministry of Health, so that if he can find some good doctor in Delhi or NCR, anywhere on in the NCR, so that we can take Ravi there. It was a Monday. He called me up and he said that, we have found a doctor, so this coming Wednesday, you please take Ravi to so-and-so doctor in Delhi. I told this boy, he is Madhavan. I told him, Madhavan, I am in Puttaparthi. He said, I am also in Parthi.
Okay.
So I said, where are you? He said that I had come to Chennai for some personal work, so I had come to Parthi. So we both met at the Ganesh Gate later. And then finalized, I told him that this Wednesday is not possible because I am leaving on Tuesday, day after. So you please arrange it for next Wednesday, the first week of February. So it so happened. 29th January I left Parthi. 31st morning I reached Gurgaon. I went straight to my office there. My office starts at 8:30. I was so happy that at least now we have some news to give to Ravi that we have found a doctor and we are going to go there on this coming Wednesday. As I was thinking of calling him at around 8:35, the phone started ringing and it was showing Ravi. Ravi was calling my number. I disconnected. I again connected. I spoke to him and straight away I told everything. That Ravi, a doctor has been found in Delhi. So next Wednesday we are going to go there. Everything I narrated. When I narrated, he was quiet. And then he said, brother, actually I was calling you to tell that in this morning, Sai Ram came in my dream. And he said, Ravi, get up. You have to go to hospital. And I told him that I cannot go, I cannot walk. He said, nothing doing, just get up. And he held my hand and I stood up and I was walking along with him. And he was wearing the orange robe, the photograph which you have given me. The same orange color robe he was wearing. So then I told him, exactly this is going to happen on this Wednesday. We are going indeed going to hospital. And Swami has fixed up an interview an appointment with a doctor. So first Wednesday, we went. You won't believe, we have seen that wound with our own eyes, that broken tibis.
Yes.
The doctor, Mr. Mittal, is a very senior orthopedic doctor in NDMC hospital in New Delhi. He checked up the wound and he tried to twist his leg. And he told us that this bone has already started joining.
Wow.
So immediately it took me less than a second to realize when this has happened. It happened during the dream when Swami came to him.
And
when
he
instructed him to walk. So he said, I'm not going to do anything. Now you promise me that you will do what I tell you for at least 6 months from now. So from where you have come, again, we told that we have come from Gurgaon. He said, but you will have to bring him every fortnight to Delhi, at least 6 months. So we agreed to, we said, okay. He said, I'm just putting the cast, and I'm creating a window in the cast, where this wound is.
Mm.
So every second day, a special bandage, he suggested us, that this special bandage is to be put on the wound, and do as I suggest, and these medicines, he wrote some good medicines also, follow this medicine, high protein diet to be supplemented, and then every fortnightly you have to come to me and do as I suggest. We continued, we followed this for 6 months. Every fortnightly we used to take Ravi to NDMC hospital, and after 6 months, when the cast was removed, the wound had healed. During this period, every second day our Sevadal used to go and put a fresh bandage to him. And a high protein diet supplement also was given to him, and Vibronix also at the same time. And when after 6 months the cast was taken off, an X-ray done, X-ray revealed that bone has healed. The wound has dried up completely. But the doctor suggested that I'll still put a PTB brace, so that still at least for 4 months, let him use this PTB brace, so that the body weight is shared by a PTB brace, and let him walk now. And he instructed him, just walk. Don't have any worries, any fear. Start walking. Your leg is fine now. So he indeed started walking, Ravi. And meanwhile, he was from a village in Bihar. Around 4 months back, he went to Bihar for some work in his village. And this 26th November, he called me up, and I was leaving Gurgaon for some work. He said, brother, I have just called you to tell that I have been blessed with a son also.
Okay.
And I have placed Swami's photograph next to my son's bed. And he keeps staring at Swami's photograph. So this is how Bhagwan in his mercy is all care for us children.
Yes, very nice.
Yes.
Wherever good work is done, his unseen hands are always seen. In fact, Lord has said that wherever my glory is sung, I manifest there.
Oh, yes.
And his glory is sung in the form of serving the society.
Correct. Very right.
So now, let's talk about these medical camps. Let's go back to the very beginning. So this medical camp is held first and third Sunday of every month.
Yeah.
So from when this has been happening, when it all started?
This started last October. Actually, our Delhi NCR organization, we got a mobile lab. The Delhi organization, it's a Bajaj Tempo Traveler bus, has been converted into a mobile lab. So you can have all the blood tests done inside the lab within a few minutes, and a few other clinical tests also. So it was then that we started doing organized medical camps in slum areas.
So please tell about this mobile lab. What it is? Is it like a bus which we have here at Prashanthi Nilayam?
It is a bus which is a Bajaj Tempo Traveler model, has been converted into a lab.
So what all it has got inside?
You can do all the clinical tests. You can do TLC. You can check for platelet count. You can check for hemoglobin. You can do other clinical tests as well.
X-ray, blood test.
X-ray, yes, correct. When we started this medical camp, we knew that there would be many cases of X-ray and ultrasound coming up. So we got a tie-up with an hospital. It is Umkal Hospital in South City, Gurgaon, who have got into a tie-up with us. Like, they allow us 5 X-rays a month free of cost.
Okay. It's a private hospital.
It's a private hospital, so 3 ultrasounds free of cost. So any X-ray beyond 5 in a month, we need to pay, and that even in that there is a discount of 50%. So that way, because we knew besides this clinical test, we would be requiring an X-ray and at least an ultrasound, and in some cases scans also.
Yes.
So we got the tie-up with that hospital. So that completes our test, because it comes very handy for the physician or for the doctor in the camp to diagnose what it is. They prefer having some test backup before prescribing medicines for the patients.
So with this mobile medical lab.
Yes.
So every first and third Sunday, where do you go? So which village? Is there anything specific?
See, what we do is we work in slums, like area which are occupied by this underprivileged people. So every alternate Sunday we go to this camp. We started with an Indira Awas slum area, which was housing some 1,000 hutments. So we continue, because that was a big hutment, so every first and third Sunday we used to attend in that area itself.
Okay.
Then later we ventured out to other areas. And then some two small areas in Gonagua. One was some Shamja, Jhuggi Jhopri cluster, and then another in DLF phase 3. So alternatively, first and third Sunday we were doing it. And now from 15th December, we are again venturing out to a very big slum, which is in close to Sector 5 of Gurgaon. So from 15th of December, we would be going there.
So how many volunteers joins every session? Doctors, paramedicals?
Every medical camp, we have a team of doctors, at least two of them. And then we have trained people. A few of them, they have their own chemist shop. They come to us to assist in distributing medicines. Then we have a whole lot of sevadal managing the people who come to the camp. And side by side, we also give Vibronics also.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go to such slums, our Mahila Sevadal, they do Bal Vikas for the children who are there in the slum. So side by side, Bal Vikas class also we do.
So can you share with us the schedule, how it all happens that day? Medical
oh
camp?
Yes, for us it starts at 9, though the camp is from 10 to 12. But for us, it starts at 9 to organize the medical camp. We wait for this mobile bus to come. It comes from Delhi to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then to arrange the medicines, to arrange for the doctors. Mm-hmm. Like every medical camp, it has so happened now. The moment people realize that there is no selfish interest involved,
yes,
they very readily join.
Mm-hmm.
It is no more our camp now. It is very much their camp. They eagerly wait for us. The moment we reach, they all rush to our cars to take out the medicine boxes, to take out the tables and chairs from the bus when it comes. And they themselves organize. They will put everything nicely. They will clean the area. Everything they do themselves. During that Bal Vikas session, we do bhajans also.
So from last year, October, it's happening every month.
Twice, two camps, yeah.
Yeah, for about a year.
Yeah,
right now.
More than a year.
So, can you share some more transformations that you have seen in the slum people, the beneficiaries?
Transformation, Raghu, I believe happens at different levels.
Mm.
Like it is, one is that individual's transformation, which is heart to heart between him and Bhagwan, which is not visible to us, or which comes to our notice off and on when he mentions, like this boy Ravi, mentioning that I have kept a Swami's photograph.
Correct.
Transformation which has happened within him, he knows that Swami's photo is to be kept next to his newborn baby. So that is one which comes to us only when shared. Like Sukhdev once shared this, after his first chemo cycle, he said, I was not able to sleep.
Mm.
And it was 1:30 in the night. And he says, suddenly I was chanting Bhagwan's name and I saw a form coming to me.
Uh-huh.
Now he shared this with me. He said, I saw a dark form coming to me and it sat near me and it caressed me and I slept.
Mm.
And then he says, Bhaiya, next afternoon I got up at 1:30. So this is one transformation which is happening within an individual from heart to heart level. And then second is which is visible to us. Like in case of Ravi, he later told that I used to drink. But since this has happened, I had completely stopped.
Oh, that's nice.
I had completely stopped and he says that I vow now that all my life I am not going to touch liquor. He on his own he was coming and telling us. We didn't ask him. And that this is one transformation. And the third is seeing such cases. I have noticed people outside the part of the society are getting transformed, as in case of Sukhdev. Sukhdev's mother worked as a maid in an uptown residential apartment. And 2 months back, one gentleman came to us and he said that I have come from that apartment where Sukhdev's mother worked.
Mm-hmm.
Because this word spread there also in their apartment that Sukhdev was carrying cancer, is getting treated. Satya Sai Seva organization is helping him. They are not charging him anything. It's all done free of cost. So this gentleman came and introduced us himself that I am Anuj. I am an architect by profession. And like I was longing to do such seva for very long.
Mm.
But I didn't know. So when I heard about Sukhdev's case, so he came to us. And now he has become a member of our core team in 2 months' time. It's an extension, the individual transformation and the family members and then now the society members also coming to know about the cases, getting transformed and joining this medical camp of ours.
In fact, the goodness is present in everyone.
Oh, yes.
The attitude to serve. What is required is a good platform, and I feel the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization is a very good platform for giving people the opportunity to take part in service activities.
Oh, yes. These two factors, straight away, the first is this name, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. The moment you speak this name out, something happens to the person who is on the other side. And second, the cause. The moment people realize that there is no self-interest.
Yes, it's absolutely selfless.
Yes. The moment they realize, it takes them some time. Like now, as we are entering a new medical camp on 15th of December, I'm very sure it will take them at least two or three medical camps to realize why this. And the moment they see this, they realize that there is no self-interest involved, they become part of it.
How about the volunteers and doctors who participate, sir? Are they Swami's devotees?
A few of them are, and few of them are not. And when you're talking of transformation, I'll tell you one case. In case of a girl named Shanti, I'll narrate in detail, if you allow me.
Yes, please.
Her case. The Shanti is a girl, is 16 years of age, and she came to our camp, and she was continuously weeping. The doctor at the camp saw her. She had wounds on her body where the bones are. So wherever there is a strong bone, she had wounds on the bone. So doctors said that she is carrying tuberculosis of bones. And the pus was oozing out. Because of the pus oozing out, her clothes were getting stuck to her body. And that was giving her too much of pain. And she was crying profusely. And when we did a lab test, her hemoglobin was found to be 5.5. The doctor said that she is in a very bad shape. Immediately she requires hospitalization. So very next day we took her to the camp, got her admitted. You see how Bhagwan works, how he plans everything which he has to happen. I was in the office when a Sevadal called up and said the doctor has asked for 2 units of A positive packed cell to be given to Shanti to raise her hemoglobin. By the time we had put her on Sai protein and Vibronix also, because Sai protein is very helpful in bringing up the hemoglobin levels of a person. So we started on with Sai protein, right, and Vibronix also. And this A positive blood group packed cell, 2 units were asked for. And when we checked up in Gurgaon, in a few of the blood banks there, they said everywhere it was costing around some 3,500 rupees for a unit. So around 7,000 rupees for 2 units. I was in my office when a thought came to me that I know somebody long back who was a Rotarian. So I called him up. I said, "Are you still a Rotarian?" And he said, "Yes." So I said, "You have a Rotary blank, a blood bank in Delhi. So can you have this A positive packed cell at a discounted price from that Rotary blood bank of yours?" And he said, "Yes." And he in turn led me to one Mr. Dilip Grover, who was the Gurgaon district president of the Rotary Club. He said, because you are based in Gurgaon, so you speak to him and he will definitely help you out. I called up Dilip Grover. I narrated everything about our camp, our seva activity and how we found Shanti. And he said, "Just a minute." He put me on the conference call with a lady in charge of the Rotary Blood Bank at Delhi. So we were three of us now talking on the conference. And then Mr. Dilip told me to narrate the whole story to this lady in charge at Rotary, one Madam Sonu. So I narrated this whole thing. And at the end of the conversation, she said, "You are doing for such a cause, so sir, don't worry, you come in the evening, you just take a letter from Mr. Dilip in Gurgaon, bring a letter from him, and we are going to give both the units free of cost. We are not going to charge you anything." So that is how the transformation to Dilip Grover, to Madam Sonu, yes, to the Rotary Blood Bank. And we went in the evening, we got 2 units packed cell free of cost. And when third day, again when we went to the physician, now he is a very prominent physician to whom we were consulting. And when we took Shanti there, after her hemoglobin's level rose to 9.3, 9.4 the third day, the physician examined her and he said it is a case of resistant tuberculosis. Some 9 months of medication, persistent medication is required, but it is curable. She will be all right. And as this process was going on, he asked us from where we have found her. We told about the medical camp, Satya Sai Seva organization. And then he asked us, "Have you paid my consultation at the reception?" So we said, "Yes," because that is the first thing. You enter a hospital, pay the consultation at the reception, then they permit you to see the doctor. We said, "Yes." Then and there, he picked up the phone, called up the reception, and said, "This Shanti case mein jo, the consultation which you have received, please return it.
Okay.
So while we were in his chamber, our consultation fee also came back there. So he refused, and then he instructed us, any such case, please feel free to come to me, and just don't wait, just enter my chamber. So any physician case now, we go straight to him. So that very moment itself, transformation happened to that doctor, and he called up the reception and returned the consultation to us. One more thing, very beautiful, when this doctor prescribed us that she will require one streptomycin injection every second day.
Mm.
And 90 such injections are to be given. 90. So it was, we were looking for 6 months' time, 180 days. And as we were there at the hospital talking to each other, like from where to, should we get in touch with some chemist store which is close to the slum area so that she can go to that chemist store and that chemist store wala can put an injection to her, how she will come all the way to the hospital every second day. And as we were talking, we see a medical attendant coming out from a lab, wearing a medical attendant type of dress, and wishing this girl Shanti. So as they were talking to each other, we asked Shanti, how do you know this attendant?
Hmm.
This attendant said, I stay in the same slum where Shanti is staying.
Okay.
So I am just learning this trade in this hospital. So what all you have learned? And the first thing she said, I have learned how to put an injection. So that was what exactly we were looking for. And we asked her, will you do this for her? She said, why not? So the injections every second day, that medical attendant practitioner started putting to Shanti, who was staying very, very close to her apartment.
Yes.
In that same slum area.
Wonderful. As I said, when we do good work, Swami's unseen hands are always there.
Oh, yes.
So now, can you share with us the other seva activities in which you are involved, other than these medical camps?
See, other than this medical camp, yes. Actually, we have a blind school in Gurgaon. We are around 30 adult males study there. And they come there for 2 year period, where they learn braille, they learn chair weaving, quad weaving, they learn music, and these as computers also. So there, we are supporting education of the faculty members who are working there. Like there is a music teacher who is complete blind. He has 2 healthy children. He has a son and a daughter. So their education right from KG we are supporting. Now they are in standard 2 and standard 3.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, one more guy who goes to door-to-door donation, he has 2 healthy daughters. So their education, so in all in blind school, 6 of the children, we are supporting their education. So as a part of our seva activity.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to continue for long. And also, we organize beauty parlor training classes for senior secondary girls school. Of government school, the girls who are of weaker section. So we identify them with the help of their principal and do a course of 6 months with them and train them on beauty parlor aspect. And when winters approaches, that blanket distribution, we have been doing it for last so many years now.
Mm-hmm.
We venture out late in the night, as Swami says, to find the yogi patra. We leave around 11:30, 11:45 in the night and then venture around and find people. And I don't think if ever we have wasted a single blanket. Like we have found people without any protection in the winter of north and temperatures of 1 degree, 1.5 degree, 2 degrees in the night. And many, many a times they carry so profound a message. I remember this year, January, 6 of them close to the Gurgaon railway station. They were lying in open skies.
Mm.
And they were wearing a shawl. And as we woke them up, gave them each a blanket, there were 6 of them. So one of them just got up and he sat there and he said, he was addressing us and he said, "Ki, I have already told them, see, whatever Bhagwan has given, be happy with it. Now see, we were happy with the shawl, so now God has sent blankets." So I was literally, I was stuck, like, see, you can't ask for a more adverse condition in which he was, like open skies, 1.5 degree temperature in the middle of the night, and no complaints to God. In fact, he was appreciating that because we were happy, we were satisfied with the shawl, so Bhagavan has sent a blanket.
Thankful to God, grateful to God.
Yes, yes. That was such a profound message for even all of us.
The contentment is there.
Oh, yes. And such adverse conditions. Huh? You can't ask for worse in open skies in the winter of north without any protection.
No, sir, so much service activities you are involved in. And professionally also you will be very busy. Still you are taking out time and are making these service activities happen. So, can you share with us what is the inspiration for you? Of course, it's Bhagwan. So, what are your perspectives and views on seva?
See, seva, Raghu, I feel the moment you ready yourself for seva, this is my belief, as you ready yourself for seva, any seva, the divine love starts flowing through you. You immediately become an instrument in his hand without you knowing it. The moment you ready yourself for a seva activity, the divine love starts channelizing through you. And by the time you realize, after a certain period of time which elapses, you see that you yourself have transformed. And meanwhile, the grasp of Bhagwan becomes so strong in this period that you have no choice but to surrender. You are not left with any choice. You continue doing seva for a period of time and there is no going back. He never leaves you. And then you realize and sit back and look back and realize that he has chosen you as an instrument. He has picked you as an instrument. And then again, the moment you realize, this realization comes that he has chosen you as an instrument, the responsibility becomes more on you to keep yourself worthy of, so that he keeps using you as his instrument. And that inspires you always to keep doing that good work which is going. Because it is for your own development also. It is transforming you as an individual also.
Yes.
And in the process you become a better person.
Yes, that is the main thing. As Swami has always said, that when we serve others, we are actually serving ourselves.
Oh yes. Very right.
So, sir, today's conversation, it won't be complete if you won't say how you came to Swami. What was your journey?
Oh yes.
Please briefly tell us your journey to Bhagwan's fold.
Yes, yes, yes. It all started for us in 1973. We were in Bhopal then. And my father had gone to a place in Haryana. And Swami had gone to North India that time, 73. So my father had Swami's darshan in Kurukshetra. And as he narrates, something very unusual, very miraculous thing he observed there, and which probably rose the curiosity within him. He came back to Bhopal and inquired about Bhagwan and came to Puttaparthi in year 73. And then my next year, one of my elder sister came to summer course at Whitefield in the year 74. And then my turn came in the year 75. As an 8-year-old, I came on Swami's 50th birthday.
Okay. Hmm.
So, and Swami gave a birthday darshan from a helicopter then.
Yes.
In the year 1975. And that was how I came into Swami's fold.
Hmm.
And that was my first darshan in 1975. And while I still remember, we were staying, if you have seen that tree, when you take a right from Yajur Mandir, where that Nagar Sangeetan way comes, you take a right and on the corner, on the bend, there is a tree.
Yes, correct.
So under that tree, we used to live. We used to have all our luggage there. And as Swami used to leave that old Mandir and come to Poonchandra, we all children used to rush to the Poonchandra to have his darshan. And even during that morning darshan, when he was giving birthday darshan from helicopter, Swami dropped his handkerchief. And there was a mad rush to the terrace of West Prashanti to grab that handkerchief of Swami.
In fact, Swami's 50th birthday video, we have got it. And
oh, very nice.
Okay, so after that, you went back and...
As I grew up, I regularly go for seva activities in Bhopal before I migrated to Gurgaon in the year 92. So, all the time in Bhopal, Bhopal had two samitis. One was a BHL samiti and one was a main Bhopal samiti. So, we were in BHL. So, on behalf of BHL samiti, we used to go to seva activities very often.
Okay, sir. So, thank you for sharing with us today, mainly about the medical camp which is happening in Gurgaon. every first and third Sunday of every month.
Every month, yes.
And many other case studies and the divine interventions that you have seen.
Yes.
In the beneficiaries.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Raghu, for calling. Thank you so much.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, you just heard an episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we brought to you a conversation with Mr. Naveen Sharma from Delhi. And this was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai and first featured as part of Service, Love in Action segment of our Thursday live broadcast on 19th December 2013. Please do send in your feedback and comments, and we look forward to your emails. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.